Okay. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hopefully I didn't... let me just make an adjustment here to the sound. All right, that's a little bit better. Okay, praise God. And there is one other thing I need to do. This is really, really important. I forget this all the time. Okay, so anyway, we're going to go ahead and move into hour number two right now. The title of this program is going to be The Alien Agenda, What God Rewards Us For, and The End Times Madness in Full Swing. Yeah, well, it's kind of what it is, right? And here we go.
Not normal.
Wow, he's right. Okay, so I'm gonna play something for you. It's kind of long, but that's okay. I would rather play this for you and get it taken care of, because my life is about to be in beyond what it's ever been before. I'm about to go where no man has gone before. Help me. Anyway, I decided to go ahead and start doing the methylene blue treatment. You can look up Dr. Berg and stuff, but it does a lot of wonderful good things for you. So anyway, don't do something that I, on account of that I said, so you do your own homework. All right, praise God. And I'm getting a little bit of feedback, so I'm going to have to make an adjustment. Here we go. All right, there we go. All right, got to get rid of that feedback or else it'll be like moaning and groaning. Okay, so this is Phil Schneider. Phil Schneider, if you go out and you look for a book, you can find it. Although, you probably should read your Bible now more than anything. Maybe 1st and 2nd Esdras, how about that? 2nd Esdras 15:28 has an alien invasion, multiple species of aliens fighting in the air, flying like eagles. And then verse 40, it starts to talk about the horrible star. The horrible star, which is Planet X. Planet X was openly talked about back in 1978. I have extensive notes that I've taken over the years. It was in, Scientific American magazine, all these different things. It was just openly talked about all the time. And what happened was, then in the early 90s, a man by the name of Admiral Harrington, who was the head of the United States Naval Operations Observatory, he came out and he had started hanging out with Zechariah Sitchin. Of course, some Christians have called Sitchin a liar. I believe they are absolutely beyond wrong for many reasons, and I disagree with them. I disagree with the stuff that they wrote in their books. I am certain that they're incorrect, but that's okay. Doesn't matter, because none of us are right about everything. And if you start hearing dings and jings and, Captain Kirk's communicator and everything, it's because the whole world's waking up now, and they're all going, "Oh, Johnny, how are you doing? How's your wife doing?" And people are just going to go bonkers. So you're going to hear a lot of jingling-a-ling in the background. It's going to be like a Carpenter song. Every jingling-a-ling that they started to sing. Anyway, you're going to hear a lot of that. I don't have time to stop it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play this for you. I'd like to be able to just send out a Vulcan mind grip to everybody that wants to talk to me after work and say, "Don't do it." But I can't. Especially with people praying for my wife or my ex-wife. All right, now, I'm going to play this for you. Phil Schneider was a Rhyolite 38 cleared, which is way above top secret. Way above top secret. Totally need to know. As a matter of fact, when, Doug was going on and Trump was saying blah, 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 blah. Oh, by the way, there's nothing that comes out of his mouth that's not an absolute lie. He lies, 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 lies. He lies. He's like Satan in himself. He lies so much. Don't believe a word that man says. Filthy liar. Now, okay, so back in the 1950s is whereabouts, and it probably has to do with some of the intel that they got from the, and please, please don't believe these people that say absolutely insane things like, you know, Roswell was the first time that an alien ever, that is such bunk. I just want to rip my spleen out with a shrimp fork to make myself feel better. Right, kids? Spleen, shrimp fork, right? Oh, no. Seven shipments have arrived, including your dog. Oh, I know why. Because of something I'm going to play for you tonight. I bought a bunch of tuna. You're soon about to find out. Better stay tuned. Okay. All right, so I'm going to play for you this Phil Schneider. Now, if you want to learn about Phil Schneider in a little bit more detail, you can go to Prime Video. You can search using your little search buttons on Underground : The Director's Cut. And it's an outstanding documentary on Phil Schneider. Now, I've also read books about him, and I've also listened to his live testimonies, probably just about everyone that was ever given. He would travel around to Roswell conferences until they murdered him because he was giving out too much information. Matter of fact, they had many attempts on his life. The aliens tried to kill him. What happened was his job with the Rhyolite 38, he would work with Black Ops. Now, Dogue and all that nonsense, things pretending like they're going to undercover or they're going to uncover, you know, $9 trillion of lost money. No, they're not. They will kill you before you come anywhere nearby that information. You will be long dead. Oh, goodness gracious, is everybody just slamming me now? Oh, look, it's after five. We got to talk to Johnny. Talk to Johnny. Anyways, he was, and so his job was to build Dulce. It led to the writing of a book called The Dulce Wars. Now, the book didn't need to really be written because if you did like I did and you went and got copies of all of the Phil Schneider testimonies, you would know. And I knew about all these things because I listened to all the Phil Schneider testimonies. And I knew. I also knew people that had been taken down inside of Dulce. I know about the Hall of Horrors. I know what they're doing with the hybrids. I know that they feed children to the reptilians down there. I know what's walking around on floor number six. I have it. I've studied all that stuff. As a matter of fact, there was a guy who used to write a lot of white papers out there. His name was, he called himself Branton, the Branton Papers. I doubt you can find them anymore out there. But if you can, good for you. But they were called the Branton Papers. And I started writing articles about the Branton Papers because I knew they were right. I felt it in my spirit because God told me out by the pool. I told him, Lord, I can't do this. This is too weighty. It's going to weigh heavily on me. I don't know if I have the courage. This is huge. People's salvation is at stake. And God told me, and I'm telling you, boy, it was the closest I ever came to hearing the voice. But I heard it clear. Somebody standing nearby me wouldn't have, but I heard it clear. And the Lord told me, I will show you. Forget everything that you learned in church. I will show you. I was instructed by the Lord to not listen to any other preachers, any of the YouTube videos that people send me. I'm not allowed, and I won't. I know when I'm supposed to listen. Because my spirit tells me so. Hallelujah. So anyway, and I'm not one of those people that are walking around in a entitled church with thousands of awful things. I can't even think about it. I can't even go to church. I can't think about it. I can't even think about it. Because I'll end up jumping on the top of the chair saying, you're all in peril for your salvation, every one of you. And they'll just grab me and throw me out in the parking lot and call the police. I don't want to go to jail. And besides, it's casting your pearls before and all that kind of stuff. Just got to know when not to say anything. All right. Oh, no, this can't be happening. Hold on. All right, praise God. Unfortunately, my company is nationwide, and they do a little bit of overseas stuff. And guess where the largest group of them work? Central Time. So the people on the East Coast get jipped. But I just closed my laptop. I'm like, I've had it up to here. I'm not, that doesn't, you know. But my boss admitted that, you know, he always gives me the stuff that nobody else can do. I'm like, oh, no. What giant pile of, well, whatever. So, thank you, Jesus. It's work. Thank you, Jesus. And it's not in a public company. Thank you, Jesus. Anyway, I'll just have to wedge this stuff in wherever I can. If I go back to 1 week at a time, just please try to understand. I'm trying. I gotta keep the lights on, man. I gotta eat. Actually, we're all very close to not being able to eat. If you have not bought food, tuna cans of tuna, cans of Vienna sausages, anything that you can put in a can. I like the cans of tuna. I pay a little bit more for them, but they have the olive oil in them. And the reason is because they make you feel very full and they're extremely nutritious. If you're worried about your refrigerator, watch out. The stuff that we're heading into is going to be very bad. Very bad. And we better hope that it doesn't last very long. Oh, there's a lot of people with bravado. Oh, I'm ready to go. I don't care what it takes. Well, yeah, everybody has bravado until they're in the middle of it. Okay, so I know when I don't want to go to El Salvador, okay? Right, kids? I don't want to go to El Salvador. No! Praise God. All right, so let's go ahead and listen to Phil Schneider. And he's going to talk about the alien agenda. What they would do to build like bases like Dulce Base. There are thousands of underground bases that are built all over the world right now. Trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions. No, really, it's about hundreds and hundreds of trillions of dollars have been stolen from the American public and have been given secretly to the Black Ops or Black Slate projects. Phil Schneider was the head geologist of the building of the Dulce base, and they had already drilled the initial holes way, way deep underground. They had special drilling equipment. They had all kinds of Black Ops soldiers and, you know, Kevlar vests and the whole deal. They, you know, it's real super ultra deep, dark stuff, you know. So anyway, so he was drilling the holes and calling the shots, and he's in charge of the whole deal. There were also, I think, three or four other geologists that were working on the project. Well, in the middle of them drilling the hole, there was a commotion, and it was bad, and there was a lot of noise and all this other stuff. So Phil grabbed his Walther PPK, which is a particular type of pistol that he liked, and he jumped on the elevator, which was some on a pulley. You know, it would lower you down into this really large hole, which is how they would start to build the underground base. Okay, so he went down the hole and saw that the drill bit had busted through into an underground cavern that had tall grays there. And they stank to high heaven, just like everybody who's ever been around tall or short grays. They, the first thing that comes out of their mouths, they're like, boy, do they smell bad. Well, that's one of the first things that Phil said, was how horribly he smelled. His eyes would water, and it was just absolutely horrible. Then when he saw them, he was like, oh my gosh, and it freaked him out, right? So he whips out his Walther BBK and he starts killing them, and he's shooting at them, and they're dropping dead, and one of them pointed a laser that was around its chest, shot the laser at him, blew like four of his fingers off of his hand. So when he's on the tour, he holds up his hand and shows everybody that he's missing those fingers, and tells, you know, and he shows the cut, you know, the incision across his chest from the laser hitting him and all that kind of stuff. And he decided he was going to rat them all out, and they murdered him. This is him back in the 90s explaining the alien agenda. Now, the pecking order in the universe is Lucifer, and the universe, the containment zone, the prison planet area that we're in the containment zone. It's cordoned off. The portal to the glorified part of the universe is located in the Orion Nebula. That's why in Job, God says, can you loose the belts of Orion? Can you guide the sons of Arcturus? Sons of who? Sons of God. Oh, no, that means that we're not the only pebble on the beach. That can't be true. It can't be true. We need to grow up. So anyway, because this is so exciting when you really get it, that anybody who wouldn't want this with all of their heart has got a screw loose. You're not just one sandwich short of a picnic. Let me tell you what. All right. So anyway, this is super cool stuff. Now, I'm going to play for you this testimony of Phil Schneider. This is after the Dulce Wars. They lost, a lot of men lost their lives. A lot of men lost their lives. And his comrades in arms, I don't know what to call them, fellow geologists, got whisked off to Canada, and nobody would let them visit them at all. Matter of fact, they were probably killed. Now, Phil managed to escape. Phil managed to run for it. Phil managed to surprisingly show up at places like Roswell and different alien conventions around the world because he wanted to tell a story. And let me tell you, they opened the doors wide when Phil showed up because they knew. Now, I'm going to play this for you. This is a testimony from way back. Way back. Okay? He's telling you about the alien agenda, which he heard with his own ears, standing in a room with aliens in it. Okay? There's one called Val Thor. It attended one of the Trump trials and all that kind of stuff. They're very, 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 very interested in killing us because they're fallen. Cursed by God. And we do not judge God's good angels. We judge the fallen angels. That's why it says we judge the angels. But everybody's like, oh no, we're going to have to judge. You know, I'm like, I've heard so many stories. I just like, shrimp fork, please. Somebody, please give me a shrimp fork. Hey, you're not supposed to be cheering for that. All right, anyways. So here it is. I'm going to play this for you.
I'm going to casually mention to you something that's very scary indeed and tell you what the alien agenda is. And it's going to sound very familiar. The alien agenda is the complete takeover of this planet, the killing off of 5/6 to 7/8 of the world's population.
Georgia Guidestones.
By the year 2029.
2029, he said that in the 90s.
The U.S. military has known about this for 45 years.
Wow.
They've told no one. As far as I know, I'm the only person standing before a crowd talking about the alien agenda, secretively.
Bingo.
Okay. Back in 1954, I'll give you a quick overview. There was the created 1954 treaty where Eisenhower signed a pact with the known alien species of the time. There were three at the time. And said that we're going to deal in high technology, but you can take a few head of cattle and a few human beings and you can experiment on them. It's unthinkable. It's stuff straight out of the Nazi death camps, and I'm kidding you not, it's plain BS, and it's got to stop. Now, the created 1954 treaty would have been violated after the great firefight, the alien-human war. I am the only living survivor talking about it worldwide at all.
The Dulce Wars.
Only one. The other two are in nursing homes in Canada, and the Canadian government refuses to allow any U.S. people, including myself, to talk to them because they are afraid of kidnap. Probably the reason I got shot to pieces and 11 attempts on my life is I am a direct threat to the entire system. The New World Order, the alien agenda, is one and the same. It's world takeover and the decimation of the population of this planet. Now, I'm going to tell you something a little bit different about the alien species. The bad news ones, there are 9 races of alien populations. To look at a human being as a bag of food. They're not cannibals. They don't eat the flesh and the bones and all that kind of stuff. They use the glandular secretions of animals and human beings as a mixture of the vitamins for their food. They get high off of our adrenal gland substances called adrenal chrome. It's something like cocaine to them. Now, what can we do about it? Right now, if we do nothing, we can do nothing about it. and it'll continue to go on. Basically, we'll be led in the dark, and you'll keep seeing more and more people disappear. Right now, there's 100,000 children totally unaccountable through FBI archives, cannot be traced anywhere. They haven't been murdered. Nobody's ever seen them. I think they're hauled underneath in some of these bases, and they are summarily done away with, and they are literally eaten. Now, that is a scary thing indeed. And I'm not asking you to believe me in total. I am asking you to seriously do enough homework that you can go out in through the public record, through the congressional records, find out who's voting for what, and go from there.
All right. You have to understand the vintage nature of what he just said. It's really important, because if you don't understand that he's talking about something that happened in the 1950s.
Don't forget to take out your trash cans.
Yes, I actually have to create reminders to remind, oh no, my trash cans are really full. I'm going to have to do that right after I'm done with these shows. Oh Lord, please don't let me forget. Oh, how can I, hold on a second. Okay. So anyway, yeah, so hopefully I wrote this in big red letters. I don't know. If I miss it, I'm in trouble, because what a week. So anyway, now you might be barely be getting your arms around the size of this. Oh. All right? It grieves my heart to see how little 99.999% of Christians know. They want to go listen to somebody, blah, 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 about their opinion about something happening around the world, and this, that, and the other thing, or you know, listen to some, you know, buddy that's supposedly an insider from the CIA, and they're whistleblowing, you know, even though the CIA is listening in on all the calls and probably would have killed them a long time ago, and so then that calls into question their veracity. You know, no. Our existence here is huge. And the huger we realize our existence is, the more amazing our God is. Christians love to be myopic. They worry about a 50-mile radius around their house. Oh no, maybe those terrorists will make the Billy Blastoff cost double the amount. Or maybe I won't be able to get the new video game for little Johnny here. Things are going to get bad, folks. All right. So I wanted you to hear that because I wanted you to sort of start to get the scope. Okay. Start to get the scope of how big this is. This is very, very important. Now, another one I want to try to play for you, and I'm going to see if I can get it. All right, looks like this is the guy. And it is! I want you to hear this. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say some things. I don't always talk about everything on the show. I can't possibly. But I see a lot of stuff. And I see trending taking place. China is now moving in on Israel to stop them. China has dropped food supplies into Gaza. All right. But the problem is, it's one new world order. There are certain alien species that are dealing with the Ling family, who are the top of the Illuminati. I could go to Bible verses where it talks about, the Jews of the time going up and giving drink offerings and grain offerings to the host of heaven. Those are fallen angels. There are alien species that have been cursed. Now, I'm going to play this for you because I've been watching this. I have mentioned it many times, but most people will not remember, and I understand, because you're probably vacuuming the carpet while you're listening. But that's all right. That's fine. I understand. Believe me, I do. All right. So this guy is one of many. Now, he's going to mention a fellow named Dario. I have monitored Dario very closely. I have told people, for what it's worth, years ago, that the United States of America was sitting on $2 quadrillion of real estate derivatives. That makes 2008 look like a couple of kids losing a penny in a street drain. $2 quadrillion. We've had the CEOs of Walmart, the CEO of Home Depot, the CEO of Target. We've had the CEO of Lowe's. All of them went forward. They said, look, these tariffs are killing us. You're destroying. We're not going to be able. And it's like Trump just comes out and starts flapping his lips like a hippopotamus is spreading his, you know, the stuff that comes out the backside, if you know what I'm saying. Right, kids? You love that, don't you? I knew that you didn't. Whatever you do, do not look up on YouTube what it looks like when a hippopotamus, you know, does their thing. It's really disgusting. But that's how I feel when I'm listening to these entities talking. But, you know, what are you going to do? Vengeance is of God, saith the Lord. I know my mother told me that Obama was the Antichrist. I have had so many people tell me, come on, Johnny, this, that, and the other thing, blah, blah, blah. I've had pastors on this show come on and testify that they knew that Obama was the Antichrist, and it was actually in the scripture and this, that, and the other thing, and they've all stopped saying it. I will never stop saying it, because in 1972, my mother saw him. She said he was a mulatto man. Almost exactly my age. His name's Obama. Now, my mom didn't tell me it was Obama. I figured it out later from a prophecy from Jonathan Kleck, who was one of the very first people. Now, I'm not saying everybody has everything right, but I'm just letting you know. And it hit me like a ton of logs. I was like, that's him! All right. So, listen to this guy. Just listen to him. Listen to the tone of his voice. Listen to the magnitude of his concern, okay? Because there are people who talk, and then there are people who freak out.
In the coming days, we are going to have a seismic bond market collapse in the United States of America. The fixed income market's going to go to zero, and there is going to be a pigs nation style-like event. Earlier today, on the heels of, you know, all this mixed messaging, we're seeing overseas in Japan, for example, the yen carry trade unravel, which basically fuels all the debt here in the United States. This is why gold and silver and real estate prices, of course, have been soaring in recent years. This is going to cascade into a massive pig nation style-like collapse in the United States very, very soon. I have information from a lot of sources, and again, I'm dialed into this, guys. This is why I told you to buy Bitcoin all these years and to get your money into a private bank, into a physical asset like what we built here at the Digital Nose Ark, because I always knew that this event would come. And now major billionaires, Jamie Dimon, admitted today that he's going to allow his clients and his highest net worth customers, including hedge funds and private equity, to buy Bitcoin at his firm, which is a signal of what he knows. He knows that the US dollar is not only dead, but that the elites are grossly resetting the system into a new hyperinflated event in a digital currency reset, which will culminate and what we've been talking about for a very long time, a U.S. equivalent stable coin that will be backed by cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, and other reserve tokens. This is something that Donald Trump has been working on full force, and I believe that this is going to happen this week.
All right, now stand by. This is from the White House. This is an executive order from Donald J. Satanist. By the authority vested in me as the president of the constitutional laws of the United States of America, and in order to promote United States leadership in digital assets and financial technologies while protecting economic liberty. Now it's time to take a look at the hippopotamus taking a poo-poo. If you take a look at a hippopotamus taking a dookie, that's what's happening right now. The title of this executive order is Strengthening the American Leadership in Digital Financial Technology. Don't forget. Don't forget. He's a Satanist. He's totally in. They're all in it together. We're watching a huge... Now, here's the thing. Some of the alien species are working with the Ling family, which are part of the Illuminati over in China. So it will appear that they're fighting amongst one another, but that's exactly how it works. And in some cases, they do fight amongst one another. Even under Hitler's army, he put the SS... He created the SS for the sole purpose of keeping his generals in the regular army from killing him. So even he knew that they would try to kill him. So... This is a normal satanic dynamic. Satan operates in a caste system of government. It's hierarchical. Lucifer, of course, God changes his name to Satan, the devil, the beast, whatever. Here's the thing. There's different aliens that are working the West. And there are different aliens that are working... So underneath the Rockefellers, they got certain species. And underneath the Rothschilds of Europe, they've got other species. And then, and of course, you got the German fathers who are very high up, and they go into the Vatican, and they kill little kids and all this other stuff down in the catacombs. It's absolutely sick. All right. And then you've got the Ling family, and you've also got the Romanov family handling. I have pictures of Putin sitting there with SOS. You know who SOS is, right? You know, Khazar. SOS. I'm not going to, I don't care if you can't figure out it, SOS. No, I'll say it. It's synagogue scene. But the thing is, they all have it. It's every, it's the infestation has covered the entire globe. They, even Ursula von der Leyen came out and publicly stated that the European Union is Babylonian Talmud. Good grief. Nobody pays attention. So Donald Trump signs this little thing. Never mind Larry Ellison from Oracle saying he's going to set up the most incredible surveillance system with AI monitoring every little thing we do, working with what's his name from, oh my gosh, it's just unbelievable. I've played the audio clips for everybody to hear. I still got a lot of these on the website. It's going down, folks. It's going down, down. Get ready to go down, down. You're going to see it. All right, we'll go ahead and let this guy keep on talking.
So let me explain. You remember in 2008 and 2009 when all the major financial institutions ran out of liquidity, so it was full-blown bank runs. It was like AIDS infecting the entire financial system. There was panic, and we had congressmen warn of martial law. Those were all very significant events, and then we saw a massive collapse in the United States. I actually think that that's going to happen again, but much worse, a little different, and I'm going to explain what's different about it. As the U.S. debt market now implodes, this is a sovereignty collapse. This is where the rest of the world has been selling all of our treasury debt because it's now been downgraded to trash. Moody's, the last of the three major ratings agency, just downgraded U.S. government debt because... The debt is so enormous, even with what Donald Trump has been trying to do and Elon Musk
has been trying
to do with Doggy, they can't stop the avalanche. So I want you to understand that the information I'm revealing to you now is a triggering event.
The tariffs made the avalanche worse, and he knew it.
For an avalanche of debt that must be reset, this is going to cause a systemic panic in the United States of America. It will be the most terrible financial Armageddon that you have ever seen. It will make 2020 and the lockdowns and all that terrible stuff that happened look easy compared to what's happening, because the US dollar, keep in mind, backed by the military industrial complex, was once the strongest currency in the world. It was where people went for a safe haven. Now that the US dollar is dead and they've spent so much money and your politicians are so evil and they're drunkards on this whole new level where they've been spending to infinity for the longest time. I mean, We have over, this is astounding. I want you to think about this, $36 trillion worth of debt. They can never, ever pay this back. So the only thing that can be done is a collapse into the new system. What's terrible about this is it's going to create a wealth divide unlike anything we've ever seen in the history of the world. It'll be much worse than the feudal societies that we've studied in history, much worse even than Rome. So we're kind of entering, and this is what I've been telling you all for a long time, we're entering this renaissance where the wealth, because it's flowing like the sea behind me or water, has to go somewhere. And it's relieving itself from old U.S. debt, bonds, 30 years, 10 years, all those equivalent securities, and it's got to go somewhere else. I mean, it's so bad. The U.S. government is so bankrupt now that the great states of Texas, which I love, and North Carolina and Florida actually have a higher rating than the U.S. government. So China is selling trillions of dollars worth of bonds. All of these foreign nation states, including Europe, that also hate Donald Trump, by the way, the European zone hates Donald Trump.
All right. I'm just going to fast forward it because he rambles on about stuff that's irrelevant. But I want you to hear him flip out at the end.
Peasant business. They hate you. Do you understand? These people are extremely, extremely evil. They told you Bitcoin was a scam over the last 15 years when I told you to buy every last Bitcoin you could possibly get your hands on. And now this. So the 30-year Treasury passes 5%. The dollar, which is slumping now, I believe will officially collapse this summer. As we approach the Bitcoin conference in just about 2 weeks, I think we're going to break new all-time highs across the board. So this is going to be massive. U.S. states are preparing for secessionist movements and possibly civil war, which it appears to be that the Democrats actually want, because Texas, Florida, and South Carolina, those great states, I love those states, have a higher credit rating than the trashed, bankrupt USD. And the federal government itself, which has been absolutely destroyed under the leadership of like people like Nancy Pelosi and others all these years, like best Wall Street traders we've ever seen. I mean, they outperform hedge funds for freaking generations. It's not even that these things are safe havens anymore. It's that the U.S. dollar is freaking dead, ladies and gentlemen. It's dying. It's freaking dead. These scumbag elites have stolen everything from you. And you're not in yet.
All right. Pretty passionate guy there. Tell us how you really feel. Kids, what do you think of that guy? Yeah. All right. So, I went ahead and bought a whole bunch of tuna cans. I have lots of Vienna sausages. I have a bunch of stored food. Anything that's in a can lasts forever. I've got the 5-gallon emergency drum, you know, and then of course you want propane for your gas grill, and hopefully you have a pool. And if you don't, you're going to need a lot of water and blah, 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 blah. I, of course, you know, we don't know when this is going to happen, but this guy thinks it's going to happen real, real soon. There were people in the thread that were saying, well, what about, you know, XRP? What about XRP? This guy, unfortunately, doesn't realize that the CIA created Bitcoin. So it's going away. Uh-huh. So I'm going to play for you this, and this, of course, is going to roll me easily into the third hour, which, whatever I got to do. You just kind of like need to hear it. Now, I'll play what it says is a slightly shorter version, which is probably a smart thing. It's where I edited it so that it doesn't drag on and on in certain places. All right, ready, get set. I've played it before in the past, but you need to hear it now because it's right around the corner.
America is still deep in denial, which is the first stage of the awakening. This denial will be wiped away when the dollar collapses. For now, the economy is still functioning, and food and fuel are still available. The lights turn on, and American Idol is still the center of attention. Americans still have the illusion of wealth and normalcy. They are still stuck in the false left-right paradigm and think that some other sock puppet will turn things around. When the dollar collapses, all American illusions will collapse with it. Deep denial will turn into deep anger. The violence I expect in all urban areas in the United States will make all other global riots pale in comparison. America is deeply infused with arrogance, denial, narcissism, drugs, and violence. There is no other society that I know of that has the degree of intensity and combination of these factors. So here are the five reasons why American riots will be the worst in the world. Number one, arrogance.
And it seems that I can hear God saying to America, you are too arrogant.
All of our lives we've been fed the lie that somehow we are better than everybody else. We believe this so much that we feel it's morally acceptable to stick our noses in everybody's business. We have 777 military bases all over the world. Our currency is the world's reserve currency. We control most of the international organizations like the UN, IMF, and World Bank. We control the world shipping lanes. Our media is the most popular and sought-after propaganda in the world. Our corporations harvest the resources that our empire provides. This has led to the feeling that the American way of life is not negotiable. We print debt and we consume. This way of life was only possible by the very real and hard sacrifices made by Americans long dead. America today is nothing more than a spoiled brat blowing through the last of its inheritance. The only thing that the United States is number one at is spreading debt and death. This American arrogance will be turned on to other Americans as the dollar collapses. We will no longer be able to maintain a global empire of force without a functioning currency. All of our troops will be forced to come home, and we will no longer be able to import 25% of the world's oil. This sudden shift will turn arrogant Americans on each other as they seek to enforce their inflated sense of self-worth onto others. They will think that the world somehow owes them something, and they believe that lesser people should be made to sacrifice for them. After all, Dick Cheney did say, the American way of life is not negotiable. Everything is fine today. That is our illusion. Voltaire. The second factor, and what will make American riots the worst, is denial. For those that aren't arrogant, they are in denial, and somehow they will be okay, as they are good people. They believe that America will recover and the American dream is still alive. They believe this because they either lack the ability to logically see through the lies, or they believe that people ruling them have the same morals as they do. You cannot spread freedom with war. A nation cannot enforce their will upon another nation any more than you can enforce your will upon another. There will always be blowback, and of course that is the plan of your rulers. They do not share the same values as you do. They seek to create chaos and division so that they can garner more power and profits. You can ignore reality, but you cannot ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. Ayn Rand. The dollar collapse will end the ability of the average American to deny their active or passive participation in the dominance of the world by spreading debt and death. When people's entire life savings are wiped away, they will wonder what their life has been all about. All of the missed times with their family, connections with others, have been stained by the pursuit of material gains. Only when everything is taken from them will they start to see the real importance of life. Many will not be able to come to terms with this coming reality. Number three on the list is narcissism. The amount of narcissism in America is epidemic. The fascination with celebrities and their clothes consumes so many women. Men are addicted to worshiping sports figures. We have a fear of competition, and we view others as enemies. This leads to shallow and transitory relationships. Americans consume their way into debt as they try to create an outer facade to hide the inner void in their vapid lives. The baby boomer generation is known as the me generation. Their obsessive pursuit of material possessions was matched by their embrace of debt. The dollar collapse is going to hit the baby boomers the hardest, as they're forced to come to terms with the trail of pain that they have left in their wake. Broken families in debt are just the tip of the iceberg. The war and the debt machines they enabled and unleashed upon the world is a much harder reality that they will have to deal with. The real problem is the sad fact that most of them will be too old to get a second chance on life. Number four, drugs. Millions of Americans have turned to drugs to fill the void of their true purpose in their lives. Instead of dealing with a past hurt or seeking a higher purpose in their lives by helping others and using their natural talents to make the world better, people turn to drugs. The worst kind of drugs are the ones that people believe that are making them better. Powerful psychotropic drugs like selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors are more commonly known as SSRIs or antidepressants. These drugs are extremely powerful and can cause psychotic breaks that lead to violence if they come off them too soon. I would say that these drugs are much more powerful than guns because they cause people to break from reality and cause violence. But I do want to warn everybody of one thing. Nearly 10% of the country, or 27 million Americans, are on these antidepressants. Knowing that there is only a one-month supply in the system and the kind of psychotic breaks that will happen if these people come off these drugs too fast, this is definitely not a good thing. When the dollar collapses, we will not only have to worry about the 7 to 10 day supply of food and fuel in the system, we will also have to worry about the 1 in 10 Americans who are not going to be medicated when their world paradigm collapses. The fifth reason why American riots will be the worst is violence. Violence has been a part of the American culture since the beginning of our country. We have the most armed population and the highest crime rates in the world. The violence we will see in some parts of this country will be as bad as the Reign of Terror from the French Revolution. Some parts of this country will try to confront a post-dollar paradigm by embracing freedom and honest money. Others will try to hold on to power by becoming more tyrannical and finding enemies with their neighbors. We are surrounded by violence, and we have been desensitized to antisocial behavior. Our movies and video games show killings of others, but rarely the consequences of those actions. Other antisocial behavior has been normalized. I even realized that some of my favorite shows, like Seinfeld or Curb Your Enthusiasm, was really all about normalizing antisocial behavior. In fact, in the season finale of Seinfeld, it was based off of a man getting mugged, and all four main characters not only not helping the man, but actually making fun of the man as he's violently robbed. This lack of empathy is at the root of our problems. So now we have a society that cares only about themselves and their own materialistic needs. But we also have a society that no longer cares about other people's feelings. The American riots will be the worst in the world because of the amount of arrogance, denial, narcissism, drugs, and violence in our country. These factors are systemic and affect every level of society. I do fear that our nation is sick enough to unleash a series of false flag events and spread our violence even further.
Well, alrighty then. So, I gotta think I have enough time to touch upon. I could not possibly cover everything, but what I'm gonna do, let me see, I'm gonna start at the top because that's usually the most current stuff. All right, so now, just so you know, I already told you about the AGI robots and that they're actually building underground bases to get away from them because people that work in AI know that once they go to AGI, it's game over and they're gonna turn on America or two people on Earth and kill them. All right, Russia fines Apple, get this, 7.5 million rubles for LGBT propaganda. So I found that to be, I mean, you know, what can you say, you know? And folks, if you think for a second, just remember the hippo, okay? Every time you see Donald Trump saying something, put on the hippo video. I think it'll make you feel better. At least it'll bring you down to reality. Anyway, also, this is breaking news, supposedly, and it is that China accuses Israel of war crimes and demands global accountability at the ICJ hearing. So China has taken sides. Now, you have to kind of understand the caste system of government. You have to understand that there are different ruling factions of the Illuminati. You have to understand that the tippity-top Illuminati people are shape-shifting reptilians if they're not Draco reptilians. So the pecking order is Lucifer, followed by Draco reptilians. Those are the fallen seraphim that were in, you know, the part of the fallen ones that were seen by Isaiah when, you know, flying around the throne room of God saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Well, some of them were fallen, and they became, reptilians, okay, with the wings. Those are the Draco reptilians, okay? Those are the second in charge under Lucifer. The third in charge under Lucifer are the regular reptilians, and there's a bunch of those, and don't get me going on the Nagas underneath India and the ones at the Chilean mine disaster, Los 33 mine disaster. Why in the world did the National Space and Aeronautics Agency have to go down and put crime scene tape around the Los 33 miners event to rescue miners? The reason was because they weren't running, it wasn't a mine collapse. They were running for their lives because they busted through a part of the mine that had reptilian creatures underground. Don't even get me going on the ones that are underneath the Los Angeles. That's all over the newspapers. Back then, they put it in the papers. Okay, and then you have even Bill Schneblin in his, A Testimony of a Vampire series talks about how people had warned him that reptilians would walk around freely underneath the Mormon Tabernacle building in Utah. All right, so there's some really creepy stuff going on, but it's not. There's many, many different levels of reptilians, okay? So I'm just letting you know that. But the ones that are in the hierarchy of the command structure are Lucifer, Draco reptilians, which is what Hillary Clinton is, and then, and I heard others, and then you got the regular reptilians, which could be anybody. It could be a whole bunch of people in Congress, which highly likely is. It's also probably almost for certain a vast majority of the Khazarian Chabad, you know, group that we've talked about, the SOS group. Okay, the synagogue of Satan, it's called that for a particular reason. Praise Jesus. We need to know these things because Jesus told us to be wise as serpents, but gentle as doves. Gentle as doves. Huh? Amen? Amen. All right, so we got that weirdness going on. So now China's jumping in. Let me see what else we got here. Egypt has officially cut off all diplomatic ties with Israel. Dun, dun, dun. That's a sign of Luke 21:20 getting really, really close. Luke 21:20 happens after the fig tree, where Jesus is saying, look, man, if you can see, I'm just, you know, paraphrasing, but he said, Jesus is saying, hey, look, man, if you can tell that a fig tree is blooming just by looking around you and you know what season it is, then you surely should be able to see that I'm coming if you would pay attention and stop doing what all of churchianity is doing right now. Because they want to hear happy stuff. Oh, look at all the wonderful things. The big, beautiful bill that Donald wants to do while he's destroying the country. Nothing has changed. Is it a solar disturbance? Well, there's a gigantic solar hole that is pointing directly at the Earth. Some people are suggesting that the Spain telecom outage that happened. What's up with Spain? What's the matter with those guys? They're getting clobbered. Or is it a test? Is it really the sun? I know a lot of people like to think it is. But you know, in all honesty, there really hasn't been an all that powerful X-class flare. You know, like a Carrington event. It really hasn't. Makes me think it might even be them practicing. You think Klaus Schwab retired? You think he went off to a Swiss villa somewhere? Do you really believe that they're taking one of their fellow reptilians and punishing them? Don't be a foolish virgin. Okay, so we got Egypt. We've got, turns out that Russia has been seen in satellite photographs actually setting up military equipment along the Finnish border. And they're talking about, well, Donald Trump is going to do this with the rest of Donald Trump is going to do that. With blah, 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 blah. Time for the hippo. Kids, do you want to see the hippo? Kids, wake up. Okay, I won't show it to you again. All right, so anyway, let's see here. Iranian President Mossad Pezeshkian threatens to close the Strait of Hormuz. Whoa, that's pretty heavy duty. You know what? This is all going down at the same times. Huge coronal hole directly at Earth. This closing down of the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has come right out and said, get lost, Donald Trump. You have no right to tell us to get rid of our centrifuges and all this other stuff. All that other stuff was a pack of, you know, hippo stuff. Lots of that out there, isn't there? It's just unbelievable. So the Spain's telecoms went down. Get this. They're going to be taxing houses in Australia. And so you might say, what do you mean taxing houses? So what they're going to do is they're going to put a tax on houses. So when they jack up the price of a house, the person who owns the house has to pay 90% taxes on the capital gains immediately. And if they don't, they take the house away. BlackRock, where are you? Larry Fink, on line three, please. Oh, man. Then, of course, there was the incident where they're blaming Comey for saying 8647, 8647, and it's inciting people to kill Donald Trump, our beloved anointed president from Jesus. Accenture and Israel and Palantir are teaming together. Accenture used to be Anderson Consulting in the 90s, where I used to work. Mm-hmm. I helped make Accenture Accenture. At least by helping them separate their computer systems. They used to be all intertangled. Yeah, Palantir, Israel, Accenture. They're getting together to set a new global IT company was systematically embedded into the architecture of state surveillance. The documents expose companies' involvement in algorithm-driven policing. Wait a minute. This sounds like China. For those people out there that have said, oh, China looks like a really great place to live and all that kind of stuff, they have no idea. There are people that are bawling in tears. They can't even get into their house because they put locks on all of the houses and the apartments, and they're connected to the social credit score system. And if their face has too much makeup or whatever, the facial recognition system is so sensitive that won't recognize them, and then they can't get out. They're stuck in their 15-minute cities. They can't get into their apartment, and they are doing the hippopotamus thing outside of their apartment, which they can't get into. They can't eat. They can't get on the buses. The police are standing there scanning all of them with special high-tech glasses. Oh, let's all hold hands and go over to China. I think not. Anyone who thinks for a nanosecond that there's anything good about China. Oh, I see people all the time. Look, China's winning. Look at their beautiful cities. And yeah, the upper class, upper middle class of the Chinese population that play the game, because they don't know, they just won't do anything. They know how the game is played. And they'll come right out and tell you, yes, you are correct. We milked you. We took advantage of you. While you guys were all doing this, that, and the other thing and playing around in Afghanistan and everything else under the sun and trying to, you know, Vietnam and the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which didn't really happen, and all this kind of stuff, at least not the way they said. Here's the thing. He's right. We pumped the Chinese. We made the Chinese who they are. They have ghost cities. That's what they're called. I've seen videos of strange domes, like the movie The Dome. Remember that? Still on TV, by the way. The movie The Dome. They actually have, I've seen them on videos, some kind of energy dome over the top of a city in China. Strange stuff going on right now. There was not just one person, but there were several people. In fact, did you know that they are selling 8647 hats on Amazon right now? And I just saw a video not too long ago on May 19th of an American C-17 transport plane landing in Ben Gurion Airport to deliver rockets and ammunition. All the while, the hippopotamus' tail is swishing back and forth, saying, make America great again. No, it's destroy America. Burn the phoenix to the ground. Iran says to the United States, we will keep enriching uranium. Thank you. And then they threaten to close down the Straits of Hormuz. Oh, and our good friend Rabbi Shmuley, who is, ambassador to the United States, it's on the tip of my tongue. I love her. But anyway, she went off on him on one of the MSNBC type shows, calling him the synagogue of Satan and quoting scripture. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, she's no longer in mainstream anymore because they attacked her so bad. Here's the thing. It's all coming true. It's all happening now. There were no agreements with China on the trade wars. I'm getting communications from people over in Washington State, Portland, West Coast, which is where almost everything comes in through the Los Angeles port system. I've seen videos of it. It's empty. There's nothing there. You better start buying that canned meat. Don't buy ramen. It has too many parasites. You'll probably die from them. Situation is a lot worse than people think. And you know what? I cannot help but smile from ear to ear. Because there was a really serious reason why in 2009, I named the domain Tribulation Now. Oh, and by the way, that pretty much sums up the important news and a lot of history that you needed to know about, for sure. And why did Obama create the movie Civil War? Did he know something? And for them, the SOS, to select Obama as their Messiah would be nothing new, because they have a long history of choosing living humans as their Messiah. Goes back pretty far. This is some pretty creepy stuff. Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff told mediators that Trump is not going to help Gaza. Well, hey, wait a minute. That's not what he said. Hippopotamus. CBDCs in October. In the European Union, that's what they're saying. European Union. CBDCs. October this year. All this stuff is going on right now. Never mind the Deagle Report. That was Black Ops. Never mind the movie They Live. Never mind Walter Veith and Alice Bailey talking about the evil will be revealed before the whole earth in 2025. I mean, there just seems to be no end of all this stuff. You know, if it's really the alien agenda and they are just one rank or so below Lucifer himself, the dragon, the devil, Satan, which I know that that's true, then doesn't it kind of seem to you that just maybe this is their agenda? Just maybe they're the ones that are going to tell everyone else when time's up. God bless you all. Please remember to pray for Dawn and me an awful lot, if you can. And if you just mention me, I'll be praying for you. I ask the Lord, I don't even know what it means, but I ask him, please, Father, anoint them with a tenfold blessing in every aspect of their life, protection, finances, everything. Anoint them with the Holy Spirit. I pray very, very fervently, as all of us ought, especially now. For we should all seek our own salvation, now especially, with fear and trembling. This is a really big deal, folks. Don't miss the flight of the Church of Philadelphia. Barley harvest anytime. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all. We'll see you the next time. I just don't know when it will be. Hopefully sooner than later.